Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Want to once again welcome in our audience joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM. We thank you all for being with us. Those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad you could be with us. And then, of course, those joining us around the world, thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad to have you on the air with us as well. Mark Kurtz is making his first appearance on our program today to talk about a book that was really interesting to me. As my regular audience knows, I don't have children of my own, but I love the fact that all of us are able to be teachers in different ways. Mark has definitely been able to not only be a teacher, but also a student as well as a father. His book is called Man with Child, Confessions of a Full-Time Daddy in a Mommy's World. We'll talk to Mark not only about what it was like for him to share his story, but also the conversation piece it's been able to be for others as to the choice, of course, of who stays home and is able to be there for the child, but also, of course, the lessons that both the child and the parents can learn as well. If you're just now hearing about Mark's book, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But Mark, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hi there. Thanks for having me with you and your listeners today.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Mark. You know, I think when I first read this book, the thing that really, I think, stood out to me that I knew I wanted to talk about was the fact that it really is about everyone being able to learn. Because, I mean, for those that are parents, I mean, there are no guides. As you even, you know, say in the book that, you know, you can, you know, read all that you want. You can listen to all these great speeches. But really, every day pretty much is a you know, on-the-job learning experience. What was it like for you to kind of experience that, Mark? And then, of course, to share that with all of us.
I actually think that's a great way to put it. I love the way you put it in your intro, that we're all teachers and students with respect to kids. And I think that's, I really think that's true. I think that kids teach us more about ourselves than maybe anything else does, because it's hard to hide things from kids. And we all want to be our best selves with kids. And in the process of trying to be our best selves with kids and make our best decisions with and for kids and help them learn, I think it definitely goes two ways. We learn as much about ourselves.
Right. You know, one thing I think is interesting, and for those who haven't read the book, Man with Child, yet, you'll see that Mark is able to kind of reflect on his own youth and growing up and the experiences that he was able to glean from. And then, of course, to think about the adventures that he was on with his daughter. Mark, could you have imagined that the things that you had experienced, you know, as you were going through your own life, that those would be things that you would be able to reflect on and use as teaching tools for your own child?
You know, I'd love to say yes and pretend to be wise, but no. So many things are a surprise. And so many things that you think you know, you end up really having to learn along the way. I think with my daughter, she teaches me probably more than I teach her every day. How to look at things, how to be patient, how to count to 10. all the things you would expect when you're having to figure out how to communicate with a small person.
Right. I think that is it. And I think, too, as you talk about in the book about the adventure that is life, there I'm going to talk a little bit later about the jellyfish incident and the great lesson that you were able to share there. But I think another thing that kind of comes up throughout the book, Mark, is that everything should be looked at as an adventure, not so much as a chore or, you know, as something bad, but something that we can all learn from. For yourself, I mean, when you made the decision, and you talk about early on in the book about, you know, that it was easier for you as an entrepreneur and with a flexible schedule to be the one to be home. You know, what could you have imagined, though, that it would be such a learning experience as it was?
No. I thought of it, I think, a lot. Maybe the folks listening will relate to this, both the folks who have kids and the kids and the folks who don't. But I think we conceive of parenthood as a responsibility. You know, it's a time when we're going to start imparting knowledge that we have and be an authority in our lives and be really responsible. And that's how I thought of it. And I think that's probably how a lot of people think of it. What did not occur to me is that it would be a profound learning experience. I didn't even think of it that way before it started. And you say adventure. I really looked at this book as a travelogue, as a series of adventures and interesting relating adventures that I had that I thought other people might relate to or learn from. But I really resonate with what you say about learning as you go. The bottom line is, in order to communicate to another person, especially a person who's just starting out in the world, you really have to think about what you're saying, what you're doing, whether or not it makes sense. And I don't think those are questions we ask ourselves all the time every day, because we're used to talking to adults. We're used to dealing with adults who already have life experience, who already can express themselves, who already know what they're doing. And so it's a lot more demanding. And yeah, you really do have to learn, and in some cases relearn things you thought you already knew. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Yeah, it makes perfect sense, and I think it is something that everyone can relate to. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Mark Hurwitz is with us today. We're talking with him about his book, Man with Child, Confessions of a Full-Time Daddy in a Mommy's World. I want to focus on the subtitle for a moment, Mark, because what I thought about that was really funny when I was reading the book was the first time I realized here in Mississippi, and then I found out in at least five other states I visited, that there are not a whole lot of co-ed book clubs, and most book clubs are seen for women, even though they don't advertise themselves that way. What was it like for you? I thought about that in relation to your experience as a father and being a part of a lot of events and times where you were there with a lot of, you know, a lot of moms. I mean, you know, what was that like for you to kind of now to be able to better appreciate what so many women go through when they're in situations in an industry maybe that's more predominantly male or in a place where women are not the norm? I mean, what was it like for you to have this shoe on the other foot?
It was uncomfortable. That's the best word I can give you. I worked in politics for years, and there were plenty of situations where I had to talk to and spend time with and really try to understand people with fundamentally different perspectives than me. And many times I was in a room with people with fundamentally different perspectives and thoughts and experiences in life. And I don't think anything prepared me for how strange and uncomfortable it was being around a group of mommies when you're the only daddy with a kid, especially preschool age. I think there's something that our society holds as for whatever reason, there's social expectations that before kids enter school, that's really mommy's domain. And if it's during the day, during work hours, during the day, that's, you know, you show up at playgroups or on the playground or here or there, and mommy's rule. And you do not feel welcome if you show up as a guy. And I like to think I'm okay at talking to people and interacting with people, and I certainly gave it a good try, and it was never easy. It was always awkward.
Yeah.
And, you know, that gave me a sense of different social expectations that really still mark our society, maybe we don't think about.
Right. Well, do you think it was even one thing that compounded it more? I thought about this as well, Mark, was that not only were you a daddy seen in a mommy's world, but also a daddy with a daughter.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you, if I can, one funny story that relates to that, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So I thought about this. You know, I went to my first few playgroups with my daughter and showed up, you know, at playgrounds or reading groups at the library, this kind of thing, and definitely felt like I was getting the cold shoulder from the mommies. And I remember one day, parents listening will probably relate to this. You know, they say the human memory can only hold, short-term memory can only hold 7 items. And let me just tell you, when you walk out the door with a little kid, you carry more than 7 items. And so you forget other things that you used to remember, whether they're your keys or your wallet or whatever. For whatever reason, I had a particularly bad day. So I went off to this mommy group already feeling like, all right, I'm not really doing a good job. I'm not getting along. I need to try to figure out how to fit in with these ladies. And it was a disaster. Nobody wanted to talk to me. People kept kind of looking at me up and down. My daughter had a good time, but it was really, you know, me on one side of the playground and mommy's on the other side of the playground. And anytime I tried to talk to somebody, they'd give me a polite couple words to walk away. So I get home, and I catch the mirror in the front hallway as I'm walking in, and my fly's down. So imagine you're a guy with a little girl showing up at a public park with your fly down and then earnestly trying to talk to women and children. It was pretty humiliating. That was definitely a low point. And all I could do was laugh at myself. You know, it was one of those things where I just had to laugh at myself. And
right.
And that's what, I think that's what saved me all along, is just laughing at myself all the time. I hope other parents do it too.
Yeah. Or that they learn to. I think that's the other thing. And again, as someone who's not a parent, Mark, I'm very careful in this program over the years not to try to tell, you know, parents what to think or how they should think. But I think just in general, one thing I think about is that a lot of times we beat ourselves up over things that, I mean, mm-hmm. we're human and things happen, and that anything can happen to any one of us. And I think so many times, you know, we are so quick to label ourselves a failure, maybe because of how we see we are parenting or doing a job or whatever. But I think what I thought about with this book is that really looking at everything is just part of the journey, part of the learning experience that is life. To kind of tie in with what you said, I want to mention something you wrote about in Chapter 2 of the book, Making Peace with Mother Nature. You wrote this,
yes.
And I think this, again, goes to a big thing that a lot of women may not think about that they do, just as us guys don't always think about that we may do it the opposite way. You said this, Mark, a big part of full-time daddyhood is casting aside traditionally stereotyped sex roles and developing a readjusted, yes, I changed poopy diapers conception of manhood. But you don't actually become a mommy. Part of making peace with Mother Nature is accepting that daddy is still a man and mommy is still a woman, and men and women really are different. I want to talk about that conversation with your friends, especially your male friends, because I think there are certain things you mentioned later on in the book about how manhood is kind of looked at and some things that are expected and thought of when it comes to the role of the man. I mean, how did being a father and being in the role that you have been, Mark, how has that changed that for you and helped you build a better appreciation for why it's not always healthy to try to label certain things as for the man or for the woman?
Wow. You're right. It has done that for me. And I think though, For your listeners out there who have kids, they might nod their heads at this. I think for all of us, having a kid changes your perspective and your roles. I think all of us who are involved in our kids' lives, and you know, you're involved. You're a good parent if you pay attention to your kid and you're attentive to your kid's needs, whatever time of day and for however hours a day or hours a week you do that. I think it changes all of us. I think it might have been a little more profound for me because of the different role I was filling. It's contrary to most parental roles, but it changes all of us. For me, I had a friend who I talked to before our daughter was born, and he had been home with his girls for the first couple of years. And he's a quiet guy and a pretty thoughtful guy. And he leaned across the table to me. We're having dinner. My wife's pregnant. And he said to me, "It's going to be really uncomfortable and weird. You know, mommies aren't going to be very nice to you, and you're going to feel really strange about yourself." And I remember thinking what a strange thing it was for him to say. I remember looking at him thinking something must be wrong with him or he must be having a bad day. And essentially what you just said is what you just read from my book is me saying the same thing a couple of years later. He was right. It was uncomfortable. It was strange. It was different. But just like him, I really relished the experience. I don't think that I define myself quite the same way that I used to. You're right. Yeah, I don't have quite the same view of manhood. I remember once changing a diaper in a public place on a bench at the zoo, and I remember a guy giving me I walk along with what I assume is his girlfriend, you know, holding hands with somebody, but clearly didn't have kids, and he gave me a really dirty look as I'm sitting there changing my kid's diaper. And I remember looking back at him and just kind of making a face at him like, what? You know, like what I was doing was cool. What was his problem? And that's kind of how I've come to feel about it. You know, there's nothing unmanly about any of the stuff we're called on to do for our kids.
Right.
But that took a while. Does that answer your question?
It does. It does answer the question. And I think, so let me ask you this then to follow up on that though, Mark. So,
yeah.
I mean, how has that helped you now in being able to talk to other dads who may find themselves in a similar situation or at least find themselves maybe, you know, at times, as sometimes we do when we're with our friends, we express our frustration about, you know, what, you know, our significant other, whoever, you know,
yeah.
may not be doing and, you know, are not taking up their quote-unquote, their part of, you know, the experience.
Yeah.
I mean, how has that helped you in that regard and being able to have those kind of communications?
So I look at it this way, and this is how I talk to my friends about it. Anytime we have a partnership with anybody else in life over anything important, it takes a lot of compromise and a lot of effort to understand the other person's perspective and work with them. Anytime, any partnership of any kind. And, you know, I can't think of too many partnerships that are more complicated than trying to create a human together. That's a pretty serious partnership. And I think that I encourage my fellow dads to, at the same time, they should feel confident about whatever it is they do. They should also have a good sense of our limitations as guys. And I want to go back to what you were saying before about the differences between men and women. We are different. We do approach things differently. You know, sometimes there'll be a problem in the house, and I'll try to solve the problem, and I'll be three steps through the logistics of solving the problem before I realize that maybe the first step in solving the problem from the girl's perspective was, how are you feeling?
Right.
And those are the things that we as guys, I think, don't necessarily think of first. And I've had to learn to pay attention to those things a little bit more. And the funny thing is, I think paying attention to the other person's perspective and feelings a little bit more than I might have before, as I think it's helped me in other places in life too. I think it's helped me in not just in raising my kid and maybe get along with my wife, but I think it's helped me in business and helped me in other ways too. I tell guys, don't be afraid of this process and own it. You know, you're a parent. It takes you know, multiple people to raise a kid, and you're a parent, and don't be afraid to jump in on whatever it is. There's a book out there, Dr. Spock, that you probably heard of. I think everybody who's ever heard of kids has heard of this book. It was the last book I read. I read all these, you know, new development books and more current stuff. I figured Dr. Spock was too old to be relevant to me as a parent. And but in the first chapter, Dr. Spock says, trust yourself. And I think those are probably the two most important words I read anywhere in terms of parenting advice written down. Is people have been doing this for a long time, and there are different ways of doing it and different social norms and different expectations. But, you know, dads out there, if I could say anything to you, you know, trust yourselves. You can do this.
Right. I think that is a great segue back to the jellyfish, one of my best stories in the book. Mark, I want to say again, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Mark Hurwitz is our guest for this segment. He's the author of the book, Man with Child, Confessions of a Full-Time Daddy and a Mommy's World. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you all can stay connected with Mark and get the book for yourself. Mark, the reason I keep going back to the jellyfish, and that, I think, stood out to me is because this is a great lesson for adults, too. Because in especially those who are entrepreneurs or those who are freelancers or those who may have had a hope for something, it is so easy to want to give up when something doesn't work out well or if we get stung or have a bad experience. How was that lesson taught you? I know it was something that you tried to really work hard to share with your daughter, but how has that lesson really taught you the importance of not stopping because there's a bad experience?
Should I talk a little bit about the jellyfish for your
listeners?
Yeah,
sure, sure.
Yeah. So my daughter got stung by a jellyfish at the beach. She loved being in the water. She loved going in the ocean. And it took us it takes a while to convince a kid that the ocean's okay and they'll be safe in it. And not long after my daughter got comfortable with the ocean, she got stung by a jellyfish and she just did not want to go back in the ocean. She just did not want to go back in for love or money. So my wife and I, on her 7th birthday, we took her to this beautiful beach. Sand dunes, you know, as picturesque as you can imagine, and we tried to get her back in the water. And to make a long story short, she did not want to go back in the water. And we felt it was really important, a life lesson for her to learn. It's okay. It's okay to try again. You get hurt, you get up, you try again. And the worst part for me is, you know, and I'm sure some of the guys out there will relate to this, you know, you just feel protective towards a kid, especially as a guy. You just feel my prime directive is to protect this kid. And so it was finally my wife who took my daughter out in the water, and my daughter was just shrieking and yelling and fussing, didn't want to be in the water while mom was holding her. And you have to picture her trying to climb my wife like my wife was a tower while they're in the water. And I'm standing there on the shore, and my daughter is screaming, and everything in me is telling me, run in the water, go get your daughter. But I'm just waving to her and smiling and yelling, it's okay, honey, have a good time, it's okay. Anyway, she made it out of the water, and I ended up spending a really painful half an hour chasing her up and down the beach, talking to her, reasoning with her, and finally running after her, falling down in the sand, getting covered in sand. She got covered in sand. We're both sitting there panting on the blanket at an impasse. And I had tried to reason with her. I had used every bit of logic and wisdom I could try. And finally what I did to her is I said, okay, here's the deal, honey. I put my hand up to my waist, and I said, this far, one scoop. And I put my hand a little bit higher on my chest, and I said, two scoops. And then I put my hand over my head, and I said, if you dunk your head, anything you want. I will go to whatever ice cream shop you want, and we will get anything you want. So I have now violated every rule that I had as a parent. Talk to your kid. Explain things to your kid. Make sure she understands. Don't ever bribe her. You want to incent her in life, but don't bribe your kid for good behavior. I broke all the rules in one second as I'm sitting there covered in sand and sunscreen, exhausted from chasing my kid around the beach and thinking that, you know, somebody's going to call child welfare services any minute as for abusing my kid. So
Right. She
goes in the water. She dunks under the water. Half an hour later, she's jumping in and out of the water, having a great time. And the best part of all this is, as we're walking up the beach a little bit later, it was a particularly warm part of the summer, and there were more jellyfish than usual. So there's more jellyfish on the shore. We can see them as we're walking. And I had been telling her, oh, don't worry, jellyfish are uncommon. There's not that many. And, of course, as she's smiling and laughing, she's pointing out every jellyfish to me on the beach. And I think there were a couple lessons to take away from that. It's a long story, but a couple lessons for me were it's never going to be exactly like you think it's going to be, and you got to be prepared to roll with it. And number two, you know, sometimes keep it simple.
Right.
And I tried every bit of complex reasoning I could with my daughter and explaining and everything else, and in the end, it was a really simple process and humbling all at the same time.
Yeah.
So.
Would you say that has been one of the biggest things about fatherhood is how humbling it is and can be?
Absolutely. No question. I think your kids are probably the toughest mirror you'll ever look into. You know, you want to do your best with a kid. Whether you're a parent or an uncle or just somebody who cares about a kid, you want to do your best. And in order to do that, you have to be your best. You know, we tell our kids all the time what to do, but we sometimes forget to set an example for kids. And as a parent, you can't get away from setting an example. Setting an example
right.
means you have to be the person you're trying to get them to be. And, gosh, that's a lot harder than I thought it would be. So, yes, very humbling because you fall short every day. And when you fall short, it's not like falling short at work or falling short in your business where there's a million different excuses and reasons you can give. Bottom line is you fell short with your kid. And that's a feeling of immediate consequence that's hard to get away from. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I want to go to something that you said, Mark, as we close here, and then
sure.
actually tie in the graphic on the cover of the book, where there we have you, of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a young guy, and then, of course, as a professional, you, of course, with your baby, you kind of course, taking the lead because the babies, they're strapped to you, but then there's your daughter taking the lead. Is that, do you think, you know, a great analogy to go along with what you said earlier about the teaching roles and how sometimes when you plan on being the best teacher yourself, that you really become the best student?
Absolutely. And I'm embarrassed that I wrote a whole book and I didn't put it as well as you just did. I agree entirely. I think that picture on the front, or with the last picture where I'm, and for those of you who haven't seen the cover, where I'm kind of standing, walking along, I'm looking less harried as a parent now. I'm looking like I'm striding along, but my daughter's holding me by the hand and pulling me forward. And I think that's a good metaphor for life at this point. Yeah, she's, you know, I'm still a parent. I still have a lot left to teach her, but she's pulling me in directions now just as much as I'm leading her. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, the last thing I'll say is this, because to me I think it ties in perfectly with the jellyfish story, which I love that story, but is that, you know, I think, and we talk about on this program over the years, Mark, that sometimes when we are children, and maybe even as that first picture of you, I think we can sometimes be a lot more adventurous about life. Do you think
mm-hmm.
being a father has kept you adventurous about life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to be, right? I want my kid to be adventurous. And if I'm not adventurous, if I don't set the example, she won't be. I mean, you know, leave aside the fact there's just silly things that you're called on to do as a parent you just wouldn't do in normal life. You know, dad dance
yeah.
with me, or dad do this, or dad do that. You know, I found myself dancing at an Irish dance festival a couple of weeks ago. Let me just tell you, that's the last place on the earth you'd normally find me. But there I was out on the floor tripping over myself because, you know, my daughter wanted me to go out there and dance. And you know what? It was fun, and I never would have done it otherwise. Yes, absolutely. It encourages you to be adventurous and to try things that maybe – and it's not even things maybe you've never done before. It's things you forgot you once did. I think the gift of spending time with kids, whether you're a parent or not, the gift of spending time with kids and trying to really connect with them – is you get to see the world through their eyes. And most things are new to them or interesting in a way that they're not new and interesting to you as an adult anymore. And, boy, take advantage of that. You know, that's one of the great, to me, that's one of the great rewards of all the effort we put into kids.
Exactly. And to have fun along the way, that's definitely another big thing. I think not to lose the excitement and the enjoyment along with the work, of course, that's there as well. Mark Hurts, again, has been our guest, everyone. Great conversation with you, Mark. Man with Child is the title of the book, Confessions of a Full-Time Daddy in a Mommy's World. So, Mark, I know there's a website that's set up. How can our audience stay connected with you and, of course, be able to get the book for themselves?
It is available on Amazon.com, both in a print copy and in an ebook. And you can, of course, go to the website www.manwithchild.com, and there's a blog there and links to ways to purchase the book. And I welcome hearing from your listeners, and thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you so much for that, Mark, and looking forward to having you back on with us. Okay.
Look forward to it as well. Thanks.
All right, you're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio dial, thank you all for tuning in for another great hour. For those joining us online, if you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Mark, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through my social media link. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.